Welcome back to Patent Pulse, your go-to source for breaking down the newest patent filings shaping the future of tech. I'm Skylar, and today we've got a genuinely fascinating batch of patents spanning chip manufacturing, AI validation, smart connectivity, and more. Huge thanks to our sponsors Ada, who helps businesses integrate AI seamlessly into their workflows, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a deep portfolio of silicon industry companies and serious chip design IP+. They work with Ada to deploy AI at scale across any business. These two are basically the dream team for the future of intelligent hardware. All right, let's get into it. We've got five patents today that cover everything from keeping your chip fab pristine to using AI to watchdog other AI. And trust me, it gets interesting. Kicking things off with a patent from Applied Materials, one of the biggest names in semiconductor manufacturing equipment. And this one is all about keeping chip-making machines clean, literally. So here's the context. When you're manufacturing chips, one of the critical steps is called chemical mechanical polishing, or CMP. Basically, you're taking a silicon wafer and grinding it perfectly flat. We're talking atomic-level precision here, so that you can layer circuits on top of each other without imperfections. The tool that does this uses a polishing pad, kind of like a super high-tech sanding disc, and there's a conditioner disc that keeps that polishing pad in good shape. The problem is, that conditioner disc gets gunked up during the process. Slurry residue, debris, byproducts, and when it's dirty, your polishing results suffer. Traditionally, you'd have to pause the whole polishing operation to clean the conditioner disc, which kills your throughput. Applied Materials' solution here is elegant. They've engineered a system where the conditioner head can swing back and forth between the polishing pad and a dedicated cleaning station. And it does this during the polishing operation, not after. So the substrate keeps getting polished while the conditioner disc is getting cleaned on the fly. It's like changing a tire while the car is still moving, conceptually. For chipmakers, this is huge. It means better surface consistency, less downtime, and higher yields on expensive wafers. As chips get smaller and more complex, this kind of precision process control becomes absolutely critical. Next up, we've got a patent from Adeia Guides, originally filed by Rovi Guides, and this one is all about the group watching experience. You know that thing where you and your friends watch a movie together over the internet? Everyone's synced up? You can chat and react in real time? Yeah, this patent is making that experience smarter. The core problem is bandwidth. When you've got multiple people all watching the same stream and also video chatting or voice chatting simultaneously, those two things are competing for the same internet connection. If the movie hits an action-packed scene with lots of visual complexity, the stream needs more bandwidth and your chat quality might suffer. Or vice versa, during a quiet dialogue scene, you have bandwidth to spare. What this patent describes is a system that dynamically monitors available bandwidth for every participant and then adjusts communication parameters based on what's happening in the content at any given moment. So it might decide to boost your audio chat quality during a slow scene and then throttle it slightly during an intense battle sequence to prioritize video quality. It's basically an intelligent traffic manager for your group watch party. The buffering parameters also get tuned in real time. As co-watching platforms continue to grow, and they absolutely are, this kind of smart bandwidth orchestration is going to be the difference between a frustrating pixelated experience and a smooth, connected one. Really cool practical application here. All right, patent number three comes from FCI USA, and it's a hardware connectivity innovation that's going to matter a lot to anyone building high-performance computing systems. So the challenge here is getting signals in and out of a printed circuit board. That's your PCB at very high speeds. Traditional I/O connectors sit at the edge of the board, and signals have to travel across the board to reach the chips that need them. The longer that signal path, the more signal degradation you get, especially at high frequencies. What FCI has patented is an I/O connector assembly that routes cables directly to the interior of the board, what they call the midboard, rather than relying solely on the edge. The clever engineering here is in how they've designed the cage and retention system. Both the plug and the receptacle connector are positioned by retention members on the cage, which dramatically reduces tolerance stackup. That's engineering speak for the cumulative effect of tiny manufacturing imperfections adding up to a big alignment problem. By keeping everything tightly aligned, they can use shorter wipe lengths on the connectors, which is what enables higher frequency operation. Think about what this means for data centers, AI accelerator systems, high-frequency networking gear, anywhere you need to push massive amounts of data through a system as fast as physically possible. This kind of connector innovation is one of those unglamorous but absolutely essential building blocks for next-generation computing infrastructure. Now this one is genuinely fascinating, and it comes from Citibank of all places. Yes, a major bank is filing cutting-edge AI patents, and honestly, it makes total sense when you think about it. This patent is about using generative AI to validate other autonomous AI agents. Let that sink in for a second. So here's the problem. As companies deploy autonomous AI agents, systems that can independently take actions, make decisions, execute tasks on software applications, how do you make sure they're doing the right thing? How do you catch mistakes before they cause real damage, especially in a high-stakes financial environment? What Citibank has patented is essentially a multi-layered AI oversight framework. You have one set of AI models that the agents use to generate their proposed actions. Then you have a second set of AI models whose entire job is to evaluate those proposed actions, comparing them against expected behavior and identifying gaps. And then a third set of AI models takes those identified gaps and actually modifies the proposed actions, adding, altering, or removing steps as needed. It's AI checking AI, which sounds circular but is actually a really robust architecture.
This is directly addressing one of the biggest concerns in enterprise AI deployment right now, the reliability and safety of agentic systems. For investors watching the AI governance space, this is a significant signal that major financial institutions are thinking very seriously about building guardrails into their AI infrastructure. This patent was actually granted, by the way, not just pending, which speaks to the novelty of the approach. Last patent today takes us in a different direction, medical technology, and it's from Ulthera, a company focused on therapeutic ultrasound. Now, ultrasound treatment isn't just for looking at babies. Focused ultrasound is used for skin tightening, tissue treatment, and increasingly for a range of therapeutic applications. The challenge is efficiency and precision. To get effective ultrasound treatment, you need to drive transducers, the devices that produce the sound waves with very precise high-power radio frequency signals across a wide range of frequencies. The problem with a lot of existing systems is that the power amplifiers are inefficient, they generate heat, and they struggle to maintain accuracy across different frequencies. Ulthera's patent describes a system that uses semiconductors made from what are called 3V materials, things like gallium nitride, gallium arsenide, indium phosphide, rather than traditional silicon. These materials have properties that make them much better at handling high power with high efficiency at radio frequencies. The system also includes a sophisticated power measurement and calibration loop that constantly monitors the amplitude and phase of the signals being sent to the transducers, making real-time adjustments to ensure the right amount of power is actually being delivered. This is significant because it means more effective treatments with less energy waste and more consistent results. As ultrasound finds more medical and cosmetic applications, this kind of precision RF engineering is what separates effective devices from ineffective ones. And that's a wrap on today's Patent Pulse. 5 patents, 5 windows into where technology is heading, from the atomic level precision of chip manufacturing to AI systems keeping each other honest. A massive thank you to our sponsor, Ago Consulting. That's Ago Consulting, for making this show possible. And as always, Patent Pulse is brought to you by Ada, Ago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor. If you enjoyed today's episode, you should definitely check out the Unzip podcast, also in the Ada Podcast Network. It's a great show that unpacks the stories behind the technology shaping our world. Don't forget to subscribe to Patent Pulse wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. And check the show notes for links to all the patents we covered today. Next episode, we're digging into some filings that could reshape how we interact with spatial computing environments. You're not going to want to miss that one. Until then, stay curious.